Right now, you are listening to me. What does that mean? What it means is that sounds that I'm making, or in this case, sounds that I have made in the past, which have been recorded, are hitting your eardrum, making very small vibrations against the eardrum. The vibrations come and go. If you look at them on the signal, as I'm now doing on my recording machine, then you see little bursts of noise from time to time and silences from time to time, and one sound seems to be merging into another. And yet, our brains, your brains and mine, are dividing these up into chunks of various sorts. And one of the most amazing parts of a language is the fact that your brain is able to chunk it up into parts. First of all, let's look at syllable boundaries. All of you, without any problem at all, divide the sounds that you hear up into syllables, and yet there are no little beeps at the end and the beginning of each syllable, and yet we know exactly where the boundaries are. At the same time as we're doing that, we assign the syllables to words. There are no beeps, different beeps, for the beginnings and ends of words, and yet, although words are coming one behind the other, it's not always obvious where the boundaries are, and yet we place them in the right order virtually all the time. At the same time, we're looking for the beginnings and ends of phrases, as we'll see later on when we look at phrases in the section on sentences, and we're looking for sentences too, of course. All of this chunking up, turning an analog signal into digital components, is a mysterious function that we're all able to perform. And how we're able to perform it, it requires a huge amount of research. We still don't understand some of it very well, and yet all of us do it without any problems at all.